Ghost Knight Media Studios and Paranormal Underground Magazine. Welcome to Paranormal Underground Radio. It's time to explore the unexplained with your hosts, Rick Hale and Karen Frazier.
It is Thursday night, and if you can hear our voices, you're exactly where you need to be. She is Karen Frazier. I am Rick Hale. This is Paranormal Underground Radio at ztalkradio.com. Welcome. Karen, are you still there? What's...
She dropped out.
Okay, so anyways, let me entertain you. No, we'll get Karen back in a couple minutes. But let me just say who we're having on the show tonight. We're going to be talking to Jackie Kleeb of Paranormal Phenomenon Investigators. And guys, she has got a ton of EVPs for your listening pleasure. So hopefully we'll get Karen back soon and we can play the game. And, you know, maybe I can take back my crown as the... EVP guy. So, anyways, there is something that I want to talk about that I find incredibly interesting that I heard about this week, and that is Oxford University has decided that it's going to make a serious study and possibly, you know, get off their fat asses, get out there in the field, and look for Bigfoot. Now, you know, I think that's exciting that actually a major university, like, you know, basically that's the Rolls Royce of colleges in the world, is going to be taking the effort right now to look for something that a lot of us already know is actually there. So it's one of those things that we just honestly cannot wait to hear about. Are they going to find it? A bunch of British guys out there traipsing around the American backwoods? I don't know, but I would definitely be fearing it without the likes of a guy like Nick Redfern or, you know, any other kind of cryptozoologist. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break and we're going to try and reestablish ourselves with Karen. And when we come back, we will be talking to Jackie Kleeb. And there are going to be a ton of EVPs for all of us to listen to. And as everybody knows, I love EVPs. So stick around and come on back, and it's going to be live.
If you are a business owner, you are paying too much for products and services. Do not spend your hard-earned cash on items you can get on trade. UTXTrade.com was formed specifically so you can trade your products or services with other companies on the network for items like advertising, computer repair, office furniture, printing, hotel stays, and much more. For more information, please visit UTXTrade.com. That's UTXTrade.com, a proud sponsor of Paranormal League of America.
In her riveting novel, Break in the Beyond, writer Kim Casey brings to life a supernatural tale filled with mystery, humor, and intrigue. Kim's suspenseful story focuses on Risa, a compassionate social worker who assists Owen, a young psychiatric patient. Is a 300-year-old entity speaking through Owen, or does he simply possess multiple personalities? Visit awningpublishing.ca to order your copy of Breaking the Beyond. That's A-H-N-E-E-N publishing.ca.
Hi, I'm Chad Wilson, publisher and co-founder of Paranormal Underground Magazine.
And I'm Cheryl Knight, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Paranormal Underground Magazine.
Every month, Paranormal Underground explores the unexplained with a free monthly online magazine.
We take an in-depth look at all kinds of unexplained phenomena, talk with some of the field's top experts, and share the latest news and information about the paranormal.
Visit us at ParanormalUnderground.net, where you can read the magazine online, explore our paranormal evidence galleries, watch videos, participate in discussions, or read blogs with some of our writers and editors.
We hope you'll join us. Visit ParanormalUnderground.net and explore the unexplained.
It's Karen Frazier at Paranormal Underground.
And I'm Rick Hale, Paranormal Underground writer.
We're here to invite you to explore the unexplained with Paranormal Underground Radio, live and on the air.
Join us every Thursday night for paranormal talk and great guests from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time on ztalkradio.com.
Do you want to keep up with what's going on at Paranormal Underground?
Then tweet us on Twitter at ParanormalUG.
or follow us on Facebook at Paranormal Underground.
Meet us on MySpace, Paranormal Underground.
There's no need to be in the dark about what's going on at Paranormal Underground. Join us on your favorite social networking site today.
Station identification.
You're listening to ZTalk Radio Neo Network.
Operating frequency
on ZTalkRadio.com. The views expressed and opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of ZTalk Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking around. This is Paranormal Underground Radio at ZTalkRadio.com, and we are your hosts, Karen and Rick. Joining us tonight is going to be Jackie Klebe. Now, Jackie Klebe is a person that has worked quite extensively at Preston Castle, and which is one of those incredible places that has such a tragic history And as you know, that tragic history, unfortunately, has become a part of Preston Castle. I know as a person myself who works with behavioral disorder kids that you watch that kind of thing and it's like you can't help but feel sorry for the spirits that are still there. So again, joining us tonight is Jackie Klebe. And Jackie, welcome to the Underground.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good. How are you? So nice to talk to you. So, you know, Jackie, you have worked quite extensively at and with Preston Castle, correct?
That's right. I actually had gone there a couple of times a few years back with another paranormal group, and this was right at the beginning before they actually advertised overnights. So when we went there, we more or less had the run of the place, and I became friendly with the director there, because I went around with her both nights, and I ran into her accidentally at a private function. Maybe 6 months after the last time I was there, she said, would I be interested in helping out at Preston? So, of course, you know, I jumped at the chance.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I would, too.
Yeah. It is an absolutely awesome place. You know, I loved it dearly, but I had to leave because too many things followed me home.
Yeah.
Oh, so do you do something when you're at a place to prevent things from following you home?
Well, it wasn't good enough, obviously. We do the prayer of protection. We also, when we go to private residences or businesses, we will sage ourselves, you know, before we go in and after we come out.
Sure.
Yeah. So I know that in the bio that we received from you that you consider yourself to be a ghost magnet. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know if you call it a ghost magnet. I was told by a medium that I met at Preston Castle that, and he came to my house because of some things that have been going on here. He said that one of the spirits told him here that I was a beacon. Okay. And I guess it must be true because things seem to follow me home from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I get, you know what? I have the same thing, so I totally understand. And it's funny because I actually tell people I'm a ghost magnet. Everywhere I go, they mess with me.
And what do you do, any type of thing to protect yourself?
I do, yes. Well, okay, so I do the sage too, but when I come home from an investigation where I feel like I've had an attachment, I actually do several things. First of all, I sit in a saltwater bath that has, I use the Himalayan salt, the pink Himalayan salt in the water.
I see, Trader Joe's, okay.
Yeah, and I sit in a Himalayan salt bath and until the water kind of starts to cool down, and then I let it completely drain out before I get out of the tub. And at the same time, I'm also burning something my friend Patty makes. It's called Four Winds. It's sage, cedar, sweetgrass, and, oh, God, I can't remember the fourth one. But I would imagine if you burned sage and sweetgrass. And sometimes I'll also, it just kind of, I go with what my instinct tells me. So it could be... use a little bit of lavender in the bath or use a little bit of cedar wood. So I use a lot of essential oils as well. I take crystals, protection crystals with me on investigations, particularly black tourmaline, which is protective. And I also make sure that I shield and block. I ground before I go. And while I'm there, I ground whenever I start to feel funky, and which is a lot. And then I also shield and block and make sure I push a shield out from like my core so it pushes anything away.
Kind of imagine a bubble around you, right?
Yeah, but you push it. The thing is, you can't just sit there and close your eyes and picture a bubble forming around you because you could trap something inside the bubble. You have to imagine the bubble expanding out from your core and surrounding you because then it pushes anything. Yeah,
of course. That's what I was told to do from your inner self. Just push it out till it becomes like a bubble, and nothing can. Well, I'm doing that. I've been doing that for like the last probably 8 months. I'm just learning this as I go along.
Well, try the salt water baths and do let it all drain out before you get out of that tub.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, and for me, it makes a big difference. I have a lot less things that happen in my house after an investigation. That doesn't mean I don't sometimes have things attached to me, but I also now talk to them and find out why they're here and then sort of say, okay, and send them on their way. So,
yeah, I don't think I've ever had anything attach itself to me. I've been on dozens and dozens of investigations, but you know, not to say that it can't happen. It's kind of funny, though. Every time before I leave the house, my wife says to me, love you, have fun, don't bring anything home.
I say the same thing to my husband when he goes off to the bar. I'm kidding. But I'm...
Oh, but I'm... So, you know, Jackie, let's change gears here a little bit, and let's talk about you. What is it exactly that brought you into this, you know, rarefied field of inquiry?
That brought me into doing paranormal investigating?
Yes.
You know, I really don't know. As a kid, I was always afraid of the dark. I think that's because my mother took me to see The Creature from the Black Lagoon when I was 5 years old. It freaked me out. I actually made my son watch that years ago on the Late Show, and he said, oh, my God, Mom, this is so fake. How could you possibly have been scared of that? Well, anyway, I was, but I've always been interested in the unknown, ghosts, spirits, whatever, and I probably, in the States here, went on my first investigation about 20 years ago, and that was at Vineyard House in Colma.
Okay.
That at the time, that was a bed and breakfast. Then it's since been sold, and now it's a private residence, so you can't get in there anymore. But that was very interesting. I mean, all I had was my camera. That was my equipment. Sure. And the other people who I went with had just the basics with them as well. And shortly after that, Sacramento Theatre Company, and then I really didn't do anything until about probably 6 years ago when I started going to a few different places, Preston Castle, et cetera.
Sure.
Did we lose Jackie?
What is that?
Oh, I thought we lost you.
Oh, I thought we lost you.
I panicked because we're having Skype problems tonight. So.
Yes, Skype hates us.
Oh, it does. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
So anyway, then I ended up, I joined a paranormal group here in Sacramento. We were on a few investigations. Really nothing major happened, except for one place we went to, probably I'm thinking this is 5 years ago in Nevada City, and it's a, I have to say, an undisclosed location because I have not checked with the owner. I don't really want to tell you where it is, except it was on Ghost Adventures a couple of months ago. And nobody else got any EVPs. I got some really good ones. I don't think I enclosed those with yours, but it was quite a very interesting place. Then, like I said, I joined a different group. We went to Preston Castle. I ended up being a docent there, and the rest is history. I mean, I love the place. I still love it. I do. It's an absolutely amazing, wonderful place. It's very haunted. It's full of spirits.
Yes.
There could be boys there, but there's something darker there as well, which I'm sure you'll find in any place.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, from the pictures that I've seen of it on the internet as well as in books and, you know, occasionally when I watch the television shows, it's definitely, the architecture is beautiful. It almost seems as if they were going out of their way to be creepy when they built the building, but definitely very, very gothic style of architecture. It's beautiful. And, you know, let's talk about the spirits of Preston Castle. Now, I know that one of the spirits of Preston Castle was, or allegedly is, a former nurse, and apparently she was murdered there. What are the spirits that you dealt with in this building?
Okay, well, that wasn't a former nurse. That actually was the head housekeeper, and her name was Anna Corbin.
Right, they left a flower for her on Ghost Adventures. Actually, that's like one of the last Ghost Adventures I watched.
yeah, they did. I did send one clip to you with some Preston Castle ones on there. I don't know if you want to play those later, if you want to play them. Have you do this as we're talking?
Well, Rick and I have sort of an EVP grudge match going.
Yes, we play the
game.
That
I'm winning. We play
you
an
are?
EVP. I'm winning. We play an EVP game where Cheryl plays the EVP and we guess what it says. And I'm usually
already
right.
Setting up the scoreboard.
But we can. Cheryl, do you have the press? Can you tell which is from where?
I can.
So, do you have Preston Castle ones?
I can grab
it's
them
the one
real
with,
quick.
It's the one with, the first one's not very clear. The one with, am I allowed to say or you want to guess what it says?
No, don't
say it.
We don't want you to say
okay,
it until after.
I won't.
All right,
oh, you'll get these, I bet.
We've got four.
We love going in cold. That gives it a better validation that we don't want people to think like, oh, man, they get this stuff ahead of time. They're so full of it. No.
I have it.
No, we like not knowing crap about our EVPs that we're listening to.
This time I have a list, so I know what they are.
The first and the third one are very frank. The second and the fourth are very good.
Okay, very cool. I'm going to turn up my headphones just to make sure I'm ready to win. Cheryl, are you keeping score?
Yeah.
Crappy $11 Walmart headphones here.
I'm keeping score.
Yeah, I have crappy headphones tonight too, Rick. I thought I'd even the playing field.
So we're both handicapped. So
that's right. It's on like Donkey Kong. Let's do this.
All right, we're going to start with track 9, obviously from Preston Castle. You guys ready?
I was born ready.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. Here we go.
One more.
Okay.
Mommy?
I'm not sure if this is the one. Let me see here. I'm just ignoring my phone.
Jackie, this is the one that says that you caught this voice many times on tape.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on a second.
Jackie's got to take the call.
That's not a problem. So I'm going to say...
Oh, I've got two here. I'm sorry. Let me find that one. Just a sec.
Okay.
No problem.
Rick, according to the label, it is not Mommy.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
All right. That's fine. What? Hey, does anybody else hear the voice? Is that Jackie or is somebody talking in the background?
I don't hear anything.
You didn't just hear somebody say no.
Mm-mm.
And whispering. Karen, Mm-mm. Did you hear that?
Did we lose Karen again?
I'm still here.
Sorry about that.
Oh.
Can you play it one more time?
Yeah. Were you talking in the background, Karen?
I was not.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I could definitely hear, like, talking. I don't know if anybody in the chat room heard it. But there was like a male voice that I heard.
Oh yeah, Cheryl, because I sound like a freaking man.
He didn't say it was a man, and I didn't hear anything.
Well, we're gonna listen to it one more time.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna have to listen to that part of the show back, Rick, to see.
Okay,
here we go.
I still think it says something about shoes.
Okay, I know what it says because I have the label, but I think it says...
But Rick's reading in the chat room, and Andrea said it says help me, and she said she knows Jackie, so...
That's not what it says.
I'm not looking at the chat room right now.
Actually, I don't think it says help me.
That's not what it says.
I think it's something ooze.
I thought it said I love you, but that's not what the label says either.
I want boobs.
No.
But, okay, you're gonna have to put us out of our misery because clearly I hear something. I hear like three syllables, and it's da da ooze.
Okay, wait, Karen, you might get a point for that just for the sheer fact that you said that.
Three syllables that ends in ooze.
Well, sorta.
Stop.
What does it say?
Do you want me to tell?
This is
actually a voice I've caught quite a few times. And it appears to be a young boy who's developmentally disabled because of the way he talks. And this particular one, if it's the one I'm thinking of, I couldn't hear all of it, goes, ooh, the waiting room.
See, I heard ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
One more time now that we know what it says.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, now I hear it. Now that you said that. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Karen, I'm going to give that to you because you heard the ooh.
No, I think you should give me like a half a point.
Yeah, half a point. Half a point.
How do you give somebody half a point?
We do.
Just go with it, Rick.
Just happens.
Okay, all right.
The rules are there are no rules.
That's true. That's
true. Right.
We're going to be playing EVPs like crazy, so you have time, Rick. You can make it up.
Okay. You know, but before we go on to any other EVPs, Jackie, now I know that you say that you have a great deal of activity that happens in your home, correct?
I do.
Okay. Why? Now, I'm not sure if anybody else heard it. Karen, I don't think heard it. I don't think Cheryl heard it. But when you were looking for your EVPs, I could hear a man's voice.
Really?
Yeah, talking.
That doesn't surprise me. Did it have a European accent?
Well, I couldn't really make out an accent, but I asked a question, and all of a sudden I hear, no, like that.
Interesting. That doesn't surprise me. I hear audibles all the time.
Okay, all right. So we're going to definitely have to listen back at that, because I know I heard a guy's voice.
It's Bobby all over again.
Yeah, but I don't know. This is amazing. I mean, before we move on to the EVP, the other EVP, Jackie, what is it that you have in your home that, you know, did you bring something there, or, you know, you having, you know, I guess you could say an ability maybe woke something up?
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm pretty sure, first of all, there was Preston Castle here. I think there's still one or two from Preston Castle, because I recognize the voice from a lot of my EVPs from Preston Castle.
Okay.
In October of last year, my husband and I went over to Switzerland, and we stopped off in Germany at first. We stayed at this 1,100-year-old castle, and then we went to Prague, Czechoslovakia.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on a tour, a night tour there that they do on the underground catacombs. Beneath the clock tower, a very interesting historical place.
Okay.
And we went to Germany, we went to Prague, then we went to Switzerland. And I sleep on my stomach. And when we were in Switzerland in the hotel, one night I woke up with this feeling of dread. It was almost like a punch to the solar plexus. And there was something laying on my back, just clutching me.
Okay.
Well, I was home maybe 3 months. I was shaken. My legs were shaken, like to wake me up. My feet are being tapped. And maybe 5 or 6 times I felt the same thing laying on my back. And one of the EVPs I got in Prague when I was there says a sentence, "Uk si." Okay? I had that for my Prague voice recordings, and I've also captured exactly the same thing twice in my home. And I don't make a habit of doing voice recordings in my home. I have done, since December, I have done 4 here, and that was only to get proof, which I now have.
Okay.
Interesting.
So whatever it was must have followed me home from Prague.
See, and that's amazing, too, because, you know, according to a lot of, you know, superstitions and, you know, spiritual beliefs, that a spirit apparition, an apparition can't cross water. And I think that's amazing that you're able to bring something all the way back from Prague. You must have an incredible aura that it was just attached to.
I have no idea, but I think that's proof in itself getting, because that's a strange thing, ook, see, to say.
Yeah.
I have it on my middle of my Prague recordings, and I have 2 here at home.
Okay.
But I get also, when this happens, like a sense of doom, so I don't think it's a spirit. I think it's something darker than that.
Interesting.
Okay. Interesting.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. That's my proof, that sentence.
Yeah. So is that? What is the sentence?
It says, "Uk si."
What does that mean?
And that means?
I have no idea what it means. I mean, I speak okay German, Swiss German, but it must be something in Czech. I don't know. I've thought many times, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and call this McGee's Ghost Tours one day and just say, I know this sounds really stupid, but do you have any idea what this might mean?
I would.
And also, I did get a name as well when I was asking them.
Okay.
It says a name, which
okay.
Yeah, give me.
Okay. Huh. All right, so Cheryl, do you want to do another EVP?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and do the remaining 3 since we're on that topic. And the next one is from Preston Castle, and this is when the team was trying to decide where to go next. And then they got this EVP, if I can drag it over to the player at some point. All right, here we go.
We could break up, too. I mean, if you and Joe want to go for a while, I'm not
going to keep it. We haven't spent... Can you play that again?
Well, that doesn't sound very clear.
No.
It's really low.
I can hear where it comes voices. In.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to hear on the phone, Jackie. So, yeah, we're probably hearing it a little more clearly than you. Okay, play it again, okay. Cheryl.
We could break up, too. I mean, if you guys, if you and Joe want to go for a while, I'm down.
We haven't spent. Something, 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 you go away.
No.
Okay. I mean, I know that there's something there. I can hear it, but I can't understand what it's saying. It's definitely a man's voice. It's definitely a male's voice, though.
One more time. There's a train going by. All I can hear is the train in our...
We could break up, too. I mean, if you guys, if you and Jim want to go for a while, I'm down. We haven't
said... Da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like six syllables. What does it say, Jackie?
Okay, it says, you'll probably hear it now. It says, how's about the shower room? I would try to figure out where to go next. How's about the shower room?
I was close. I had six syllables at seven. Okay, one more time, Cheryl. Let's listen now.
We could break up, too. I mean, if you guys, if you and Joe want to go for a while, I'm
down. Yeah, now I hear it.
Definitely.
Wow.
So, okay, wait a second. Now, do I get a half a point because I said it's male?
Did you say it's male?
Oh, because I knew it was male. I said it. I said how many syllables it had, and, you know.
Okay.
I could have picked up it was male. Oh, you know what? If you want a half a point, you go ahead.
No, Karen, I'm giving you a whole point, turning your half into a whole, and then I'm going to go with a half point for me.
All right. There are no rules, so what the heck? Okay, next one. We're really sucking at these.
All right. This one is rather long, and I'm not sure where. Well, here it's four minutes and 15 seconds, and
because one of them I sent, they had actually put the whole lot on one of them. That was the two best ones from that clip, and there it may be on a separate email I sent you about the two from November the 1st, the day after it was All Saints Day.
Yes, when, I have.
Is that the one?
That's not the one that I'm referring to.
Oh.
That's track three that you sent me. That's a minute and 11 seconds.
Let's listen to the minute and 11 seconds. I don't think I can focus for a full 4 minutes.
Typical American.
All right. Let's try this next one. This one is, as Jackie said, November 1st, 2010. Here we go.
Hello, boys.
Hi.
Hi.
Spider was down.
That is really long. Can you play that again?
It's not over.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
You glad all this activity's over?
Good morning, ladies.
Yeah.
Here, I'll do that.
Okay. Good morning, ladies. Good morning.
That's it.
This is several clips, is what it is.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's mixed in with a lot of sort of garbage stuff. But I think I heard that one on you know, the one starting with F.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So I heard good morning. I heard hi. I heard good morning, ladies, and I heard hi in there.
I had those, but also I thought I also heard a good morning, ladies, good morning.
I've forgotten now. Can we listen again?
Oh, that's the wrong one.
That was totally different.
Yeah.
Hello, boys.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there, because that's the first one.
So that's high.
So
yeah.
No.
It's not played again, then?
No. Listen again. There should be about three syllables.
Hello, boys.
Hello. Jackie, it was right there, right?
Then it ends in hi. Yeah, okay, do it one more time. Now I know where to listen.
Hey, hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
What the heck, man?
Those ones actually that you're listening to, I didn't include that in the ones when they put them on for me. It was just a whole mix and match of stuff there together.
Yeah.
Well, that's usually what you get. I mean, I know with my own voice recordings and all that, I don't run it through anything. I like to listen to it completely organic.
There are actually two on that clip that are really, really good ones that I kind of marked with little asterisks after it.
Okay.
I'll just tell you what it says. And it really didn't say what you guys said it said, so.
Okay.
Just to tell you, there's four things marked on this. The first one is that first one where they say, hello, boys. And then there's a response
that says. Track three.
Right. This is track three. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So it says, hello, boys. And then the response is, we're not boys. That was the first one we were just listening to. The second one, in quotes, it says, spider webs down from their necks.
It says, in his high-pitched voice, I think I briefly heard it, but not the whole thing. It goes like, in his spider webs down from their necks.
Huh.
I know it sounds weird, but that's what it says.
No, I actually heard the little voice that you're talking about. I just didn't know what it was saying. Okay, and the third one?
There's two more. The third one says, hello, Jackie. I could hear that one pretty clearly.
Oh, cool.
And then the last one says, tired mom going home yet, visit with you.
That was a really long one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jackie...
That's actually a good one.
Yeah. Jackie, let me ask you something. How do you feel when you hear your name being said by one of these entities?
Well, you know, I've heard it so many times. Really, it's just another EVP to me.
Sure.
Became very well known to whoever was at Preston Castle because I was there so much. I go two or three times a month.
Sure. But that first initial feeling when you heard your voice being said for the first time, because I know like a lot of ghost hunters, paranormal investigators, what have you, they think that's kind of creepy and yet kind of cool at the same time. Well, what was your initial thought the first time you heard that?
Well, that's probably the same thing. It was kind of creepy,
mm-hmm.
but it was kind of cool at the same time.
Sure,
I absolutely agree with that.
Okay.
So let's listen. I want to listen to it again.
All right.
Because the spider webs ones is good and the tired mum one's good.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
Spider webs down.
Yep, got that.
Yeah, totally.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
You glad all this activity's over?
That was a low whisper.
Here, I'll do that.
Yeah, that one's very long. That one's like, okay, got them all.
Was that it? Or was there more?
Yes.
That was it. Okay.
That was it.
Got it.
Very cool. So is that all of the Preston Castle stuff?
Well...
just the ones that I sent.
Yeah, there's one more.
Well, that's what I meant.
But the long one. And I can go to the end where... I think, Jackie, you said there's... It's at the very end. I can try and catch it if you want. Or we can move on.
Up to you.
Well, I do have a quick question about that. I mean, the voices, they sound very adolescent. Obviously, Preston Castle was used as, you know, for what we call these days behavioral disorder kids. Have you guys been able to put a name or a face with any of these voices during research?
There was, Samuel Goines, and I had gotten quite a few Samuels in there. He was actually shot while he was trying to escape. The guard said he had tried to aim for his leg, but he got him in the back, and they brought him back to the infirmary, and he died there. Okay. Another one upstairs is Dusty, who is a boy who actually, he hung himself, I think he was 14 years old, from the rafters up in Company B room.
Okay.
There's William. William's name came up a few times. Jimmy. A lot of different names.
Yeah, these are such common names for that time period. Samuel, William, you know, Timothy. I mean, they're just very common names for what era would you say this was? That these young men.
Early 1900s. I think it opened in 1874 and it closed around 1960.
Okay. Now, did you guys
1894.
Okay. Now, did you guys ever come into contact with the maid who was killed?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Others might have, but I never did.
Okay. Do we have more EVPs or?
No, I Cheryl was deciding whether she was going to play that one or not.
Okay. So it's definitely a very tragic place. You know, like I mentioned, I work in a place like that. Kind of, you know, nobody's in danger of being shot, of course. But do you ever come across, unfortunately, any suicides?
Well, there was the Dusty, the 14-year-old, who committed suicide by hanging himself.
Okay.
Up in Company B room, and that's the only one that I'm aware of. But, you know, I'm sure there must have been others.
Oh, sure.
Because you have to think of the mix there. I mean, there were boys, you know, who were developmentally disabled who were there. There were people who had raped, who had assaulted people, who had stolen. There was one boy there who was an orphan. He was living with his aunt, and he actually had stolen a dollar from her purse. And he gave it back to her, but she still had them taken to Preston Castle. So he got kids from every single walk of life you can possibly imagine mixed in together. They did try to segregate the younger ones, and they actually had the right idea. They brought them there to teach them the trade, so that when they finally were released from Preston, they'd be able to, you know, make their way in the world.
Sure. Yeah, it's...
Because back then... Sorry.
No,
back then, kids as young as 10 and 12... They, or 12 years old, they were actually being, they were sent to Folsom Prison and St. Quentin.
Oh, okay.
The
average age, I think, was 17.
Okay. So, I mean, it was a wide age range. And, you know, that's, to me, that's incredibly dangerous to have 10 and 12-year-olds and 17-year-olds, especially when you have the ones that are, you know, a little bit more of a sexual-type predator. But it's places like Preston Castle and, of course, you know, what used to be called insane asylums. It was almost as if, hey, we don't want you anymore as our son, so we're just going to send you away. Now, did they
that's
have...
That's very, very sad. You know,
it
back
is very
in
sad.
The day, that's what they did.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that is really sad. So, Rick, did you have any more questions about Preston Castle? Because we can also move on to some other investigations. I know a lot of people are fascinated by that. But so tell me some other places that have particularly impressed you, Jackie.
Okay. One of my favorite places, it's extremely haunted, is Virginia City.
Mm-hmm.
I just love Virginia City. Last year, I think I was there 3 times. Unfortunately, I have some really good EVPs, but they're so faint they didn't come across well. I didn't send them. But Miner's Cabin is very haunted. The Warshaw Club is haunted.
Yeah.
I think it's just opened again now. For a period, it was closed. You couldn't go up to the second floor. They had to have sprinklers put in or whatever. But before that happened, I was there with a friend, Jackie Gainey. She is a founder of Sonoma Spirit. Andrea, my friend, she's also was a docent at Preston Castle. She's also my house sitter when I go. We were up, there were 6 of us. 3 were downstairs, way at the back. We were up on the first floor. And all of a sudden, we saw lights on the stairs and orbs floating this way and that. Some of them looked like flashlights. And then I have to try and, it's too late now, to accentuate the voices on this EVP because... We could hear this guy saying, get them down. Then you need to come down. Get down now. And it was kind of scary because we knew there was nobody else in the building, males, except the six of us. Okay. I did check with the owner afterwards. He said, nope. He said it wasn't the ghost tour because they came like earlier in the evening. It definitely wasn't the police because he would have heard about that from them. So I have it on tape, but it's just very, very faint. And also, there is a, it used to be at one particular time a boarding home as well. I'm thinking maybe in the 70s, something like that. And I was talking to a cook at the Gold Hill Hotel, and she said she had a roommate, Bobby, whose significant other had left him, and he was so despondent he killed himself in the room. So I went there with one of the girls in the group, Jessica, and I'm just talking, and I mentioned his name, Bobby, and all of a sudden the K2 starts lighting up. And I was just telling him how much this woman missed him, how she loved him, and how he used to take care of her little dog, and she was very sad, et cetera, et cetera. And after I'm walking away, I get from him, I'm grateful to you.
That's nice. That's nice to get that kind of validation and to feel like you're actually doing something.
Making,
you know what I mean? Because sometimes paranormal investigation feels like it's all about satisfying your own curiosity. At least it does to me. And I've always, the missing piece has been for me, how can I help?
Exactly, and that's what I'm in it for. I never, ever provoke wherever we are.
Oh,
I know
me
there are
either.
A lot of people out there who do, but I never, ever provoke.
No.
And I try to help people. There's another one. I don't think the clip turned out very well, but it's actually an excellent, very Class A type EVP. We were called into Jill Wise, Brenda Livers, myself. We had this little group going, and we were called into a funeral home here in Sacramento because the owner was feeling very uneasy. When he was down in the crematorium area, he kept looking around because he could feel there was somebody there with him. And some of the employees were nervous to go down there. So we went in there. And I got a couple of really good EDPs, but one of them was probably one of the best ones I've got, but it didn't come across good on my voice recorder when I tried to transfer it to you. A little lady had come in. She had no family. And I could feel there was something there because the hairs are right up on my arms. And I was telling her, you know, it was okay not to be afraid, you know, just to move into the light. There'd be people waiting for her. Nothing's going to happen to her, just to go through the light, et cetera, et cetera. And I get a very, very clear voice saying, can you tell me where I'm going?
See, I think that's kind of amazing with that. You know, one of the things that I theorize about why people are unable to pass on, because let's face it, here in the western part of the world, we're so very focused on religion that there are some people that are like, you know, I'm not good enough to enter into heaven, but I'm too afraid to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Have you come across that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems to be, for me, that seems to be the worst thing. We had an investigation where a young man had shot himself and basically blew his head off. And that's what he said. He was like, I'm not good enough. He actually said this. We heard this in an EVP. I am not good enough to be with my mom.
Wow, that's so sad.
Yeah, that really is.
Terrible.
So, yeah. You know, with places like Virginia City, I mean, you get like a... That's another place with an amazing history. You know, cowboys, gunfights, you know, what have you. But the place at like the Washoe Club... that seems to have a very, very active female entity. I mean, would you say that this was this prostitute that killed herself? Is this a very intelligent, very interactive spirit?
When I was there, I think about four or five times altogether. I did not myself come across a female voice recording. But I've heard of other people who have, and I'm assuming it was one of the prostitutes. I think one was killed there.
Okay. Now, I mean, can you back this up with historical research?
You know, I'm sure we could do that online and check that up. But I'm thinking that's what Scott told me, the owner.
Okay.
But no, I'd actually, we can have to check that out online on Google.
Yeah. Now, I think Cheryl said that you did have an EVP from Virginia City.
She said there was one. Yeah, one.
That was one, and that I think that might have been on the zip file that Jeff sent. The clearest ones is right on the end there. It's like, I need to go with my mom. It's saying, I'm just having a quick look here at what I've got. No, I can't find that one.
Cheryl, there, do you have the one from Virginia City, sort of locked and loaded?
No.
Oh. See, I cut some out.
Why don't we take a break?
Yeah.
And we can, because it's, we need to take our top of the hour break anyway.
Oh, wait, I do have it.
We can
get
our stuff together and come back and
I have it, Karen.
An EVP or two.
Karen, what? I have it.
You have it?
Yeah.
You have it.
Let's do that now instead then.
Okay.
I can definitely hear it. Would you play it again? Get off of my back? What?
I apologize.
I thought I heard anything. I thought I heard I'm back, but that's not what it's labeled.
I hear back. Play it one more time.
Okay.
I hear something back.
Going home? I don't know.
I'm coming back. I'm back.
Yeah, what's it say it says, Cheryl?
I need to go with my mom.
Oh. Okay.
I kind of heard the mom on the last play, but I think it's very low.
Okay, well, we still need to take our top of the hour break, so let's do this. I need to go check on the state of the thunderstorm that we seem to be having, because I have headphones on.
Yeah.
So, let's take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute. This is Paranormal Underground Radio on Z-Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Karen Frazier, author of Avalanche of Spirits, The Ghosts of Wellington, a new book from Ghost Night Media. In summer of 2009, I visited Wellington, Washington, a former railroad town in the Cascade Mountains of Washington State, where the worst avalanche disaster in the history of the United States occurred. 96 people lost their lives. What I found there changed my life forever. Before I visited Wellington, I wasn't sure that I believed in ghosts or even in the human soul. Now I know for sure that ghosts are real and that our souls go on after we die. You can read all about my experiences at Wellington in my new book, Avalanche of Spirits, The Ghosts of Wellington, which is on sale at Amazon.com. To learn more, visit avalancheofspirits.com.
First there came radio, and it was good. Then it got bad. Then there came satellite radio, and it was okay. Then it got too expensive and kind of sucked. Now there is something new, something better, something free. Stitcher Radio for the iPhone and BlackBerry. With Stitcher, you can hear all the shows and podcasts you can imagine, rate them, and build your own station. No downloading, no syncing, no problem. Just pick a station to get started, like American news and politics. Now, look at the shows you have to pick from, pick one, and start listening. Like it, make a favorite, and start your own station. Don't like it? Thumb it down and say bye-bye to shows like it. Or thumb it up to find more like it. Plus, you can search and find your favorite podcasts. We have over 1,000 shows to pick from. Stitcher Radio, the natural evolution in audio listening. And it's free.
On the go and missing another one of your favorite Z-Talk shows? Now you don't have to. Simply go to the Google Play Store on your Android phone and download the Z-Talk Radio app. The best part is, it's absolutely free. That's Z-Talk Radio. Only found in your Google Play Store on your Android phone. Download it today.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Radio Network.
Hey, and welcome back to Paranormal Underground Radio at ztalkradio.com. You're here with Karen and Rick, and you are also here with Jackie Klebe, who we've been talking to for about the last 45 minutes. And now, Jackie has... We have a lot more EVPs to get into. So, you know, Jackie, take it away. Cheryl, take it away. Play that funky music, White Girl.
Okay, these are... I think there are three tracks. From my home. I have many more. I just put a few in. The first one, it's actually, I had a team from Santa Rosa come down to investigate the house. They had all sorts of sophisticated equipment, lots of cameras. And they, I was asking the name of my dog on his spirit box. And I got quite a few. See if you can pick up the dog's name. Although I think I say it later on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jackie. I have, let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8. Files, so I'm just trying to figure out what that is, which file that is.
It says audio, let's have a look. It says audio clips. Hang on, let me try and find it on here.
Did you say it had the spirit box?
Remember the spirit box, yes.
I think I found it. Okay. Is it track 15?
There's track 15, 31, and 33.
33. Okay. All right, let's play those.
Do you know the name of my dog?
Is your dog's name Billy?
Diana.
Diana?
Actually, if you heard of Billy, that's my son's dog.
I heard of Billy.
Weird.
That's my son's dog, who I have in the past had here, yeah. But Diana is my dog's name.
Okay. Okay.
And at the very end it says, please.
Oh, listen to that.
Okay.
Very clever. Okay, so hey. Yeah, I heard Billy. We used the spirit box just this weekend on an investigation. I just have a little shack hack one, and it was really great because it was in a location that didn't have a lot of. There were no radio stations, so all it was static. So when mm-hmm. a voice mm-hmm. would come through, it was actually a voice, and it was amazing.
I used to poo-poo the spirit box, but recently I've heard so many really interesting things on there that I have to, believe in it now.
I've always kind of been, I've been the same way about a lot of things, like the ovalis and the spirit box and, even the Ouija board and things like that. But I think that really what happens is when they want to communicate, they'll use whatever is the easiest way for them to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I believe.
For me, the jury is still out on the spirit box and the obelisk, because I do believe that we receive these EVPs through some kind of telepathy, and I can't see how that telepathy would use
psychokinesis, baby cakes.
Yeah, I realize that, but I just don't see how that can be used within basically an electrical appliance. I mean, I don't know, jury's still out with me, but I do know people that get a lot of good stuff.
Psychokinesis can manipulate anything. And not only that, an electrical appliance may actually be easier to manipulate using psychokinesis because it comes with something very important, its own energy source.
Okay.
Not only that, when they appear on film, they're manipulating an electrical appliance. When they appear on EVP, that's manipulating an electrical medium too.
Okay.
True. Right.
True, but I still am very much, jury still out with me what, considering
you're on the fence.
Spirit box. Yeah, I'm on the fence. I very much am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I understand. I have felt that way very much so. And I do about things like Ouija boards and all of it, But when you experience it enough, do you have a ghost box, Rick?
Well, I did try one.
No, do you have one?
Yes, I do have one. I have a shack hack. I made it myself, of course. Uh-huh. And I probably, when I was with McHenry County Paranormal Research Group, I think I used it on maybe 10 investigations. And I got absolutely zilch. And that was because that was my own personal experience. I think that's why I'm still pretty much on the fence concerning it. So,
you come visit me.
Okay. I would
love
to.
Come visit me. We use that. Well, I know. I keep telling you that. You come visit me.
Okay.
So you like Virginia City?
Love Virginia City. Not just the Warshaw Club. Another very haunted place is the Mackie Mansion.
Mackie Mansion?
The Mackie Mansion. It's one street down from the main street.
Uh-huh.
When I was there with Jackie in May of last year, we've got absolutely nothing there. Not one blip on the K2, not one voice recording. But a month later, when I went with another friend who is a medium, and it was an incredible phenomenon, we got, I'm saying, probably close to 50 audibles in the dining room downstairs. Before this started at my house, over the last month or so, I had maybe gotten 5 ever audibles. Most of them at Preston Castle. So this was just crazy.
Okay. Well, let's play some more EVPs.
I'm all for EVPs.
Yeah.
This is one where they're talking about me. It's track 31.
Okay.
Track 31. I get very excited about EVPs, let me tell you.
Love them.
Okay, here. Can you hear?
Hang on. I did something.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Track 31, here it comes.
Something, something, look at that. Would you play it again?
Nope. Not even close. Turn up your headphones. This is a good one.
I can't turn up my headphones. They are up all the way. I'm wearing crappy headphones.
Okay. You'd be
even the playing field with Rick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
keeper's dog.
That's
so I
creepy.
Hear awk. I hear the phrase. It's like da 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 da.
If I say it, you'll get it straight away.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean that's how.
Yeah, go for
please
it.
Please do.
Okay. It says it goes dark. We can get her.
Oh, oh my see, goodness! I did hear the arc part.
Mm-hmm.
I yeah. Okay.
It goes dark. Right. We can get her.
That's creepy as hell.
Yep.
Okay. Let's hear it again. Yeah.
He has an accent, right?
Wow.
Yes, he does.
You know, I have to tell you, I have only ever heard one EVP creepier than that, and that's the Swallow Your Soul EVP that somebody brought on the
oh,
show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. And it's not like me going, Swallow Your Soul. It's like, Swallow Your Soul. Oh, my God. It's just... I have it on my computer, and every once in a while, if I feel like freaking myself out, I play it.
Oh, my God. And you, also, seeing this, you know, I work at a surgery center. I get up 4 o'clock every morning. I leave home at 5. I get off at 2 o'clock. And I'm alone most of the week until my husband comes home on Fridays. So it is very scary.
Yeah. Well,
even
you know,
I'm handling this better than most people, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think you do too. We have a lot of activity in our house too. As a matter of fact, I was just mentioning to Rick that I've been listening to footsteps in my son's room all day. It's upstairs. The only thing is the door to the upstairs has been closed all day and my son's been at school. So, you know, what can you do?
And, you know, I don't mind if they're like grounded spirits. I don't have a problem with that. If it's something darker, that's what I don't like.
Sage, right. Do you burn sage in your house?
Yes.
Do you follow
it? I had to do it more on a regular basis. I think the last time was, it was probably 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Do you follow it with sweetgrass?
No. That's the first time I've heard about that tonight.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going to get some.
Yeah. You burn sage, and what sage does is sage creates, it clears out what's there, but it also creates almost like a vacuum, if that makes sense. It creates a space where things can come in unless you fill it with something. The sweetgrass then fills it with good energy. And then after
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, and then after you do that, you actually put like either salt or brick dust across your doors and windows so other things can cross it. But you have to first you have to clear it, then you have to bring in the good energy, then you have to block out the bad.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I might talk to you after the show's over about that a little bit further, but that sounds actually pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so more EVPs. Sorry, didn't mean to get off on a tangent.
Now, the last one here just says that word. I've maybe heard it 3 times here, but I've also heard it. I have it on my voice recorder from Prague.
Okay, this is the Ock, the Ook, what is it again? Ook lock or something like that?
Ook C, because it was very annoying. The only time I can sleep in is on the weekend. And on this Saturday, something was like tap, 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 tapping my feet. I'm looking, I can't see a thing. And it actually woke me up.
Okay.
So anyway, go on.
Somebody went tap, 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 tap on my in between my feet to wake me up. Was that you?
Oh yeah, very
definitely
clear.
Hear that.
I have to apologize for my dogs. They're reacting to the big massive booms of thunder outside of my house.
I couldn't even hear them.
Oh my gosh,
I couldn't hear them.
I am Folsom. It's kind of clear here.
Oh well, I'm a little north of you. I'm up in Washington State. So
yeah, I'm in Chicago.
Hmm.
Do you want me to replay that one?
I thought you were in Sacramento. Okay.
Yeah.
So, that one's pretty clear what you got there.
Yes.
I'm trying to think what else I have here. I don't think I sent the ones from the Stanley. I got some really good ones there. I dragged my son with me. He actually took me there for Mother's Day. And he is a skeptic. But now I won't even go into that because I didn't put that one on, I don't think. Let's see. I'll put those aside for now. They're the sloth ones, which I think are great, but it's difficult to hear because it's talking through, you know, the water. I do have one from 2 more here. One is from the Dorothy Puente house. Do you remember her? Mm-hmm. Cheryl might know, in Sacramento, she killed all of these old men.
Yeah.
And buried their bodies in the backyard. And
oh,
we
nice.
The,
okay.
Yes, female yeah. John Wayne Gacy. She collected their social security. And we went in there, and we were the first group in there. Not the group I'm with now, just a friend of mine and two other people, with Dave Weber and Sean Diller. And we got some good ones. Some of them were so soft, I didn't even bother sending them. But I did get a couple here.
Okay.
I think there were like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question.
The second one, okay, sure.
Sorry. So we are, I'm trying to find my, I have a list here, but I don't have,
Let me bring mine up here, let me see, mail.
Why can't I find the list? Oh, there it is.
Okay.
I only have three tracks, and one's, yeah, I have three tracks, one's two minutes, one's 4 minutes, and one is 50 seconds.
Oh, this is track one.
Okay.
Track one.
Triplet, okay. Track one.
Okay.
And there's a lot of, like I said, a lot of garbage included in this, and I think it's 35, but now I'm going to bring it up and see.
Okay.
Is Mr. Fink here with us? We know for a 100% positive that
I heard something.
Very quickly killed you.
This is long, so it's 2 minutes long.
Oh, yes, that's what it said.
Yeah, so Karen and Rick, it'll keep going.
So we'll stop talking.
She tricked you. Can you over here? So we're carrying...
Let's throw some of those things on the floor.
Yeah. I can't believe it's spiked for this long. This is great.
No.
Very small, but they're spikes.
That was one.
Can you say it out loud? Probably. They know that there are spirits here and they're willing to share the home with you. Does that sound okay to you?
I didn't list the rest after that fifth one. It was not time to be
shower, toilet. Somebody actually, whoever lived here before, has updated this.
Cheryl, go ahead. Can you pause that? Hello.
Hello?
It's paused.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, you didn't say, okay, I'll pause that.
That's because I was on mute.
And Rick and I are incredibly stupid tonight, apparently. We're not having a great show.
Yeah.
Well, Jackie, you're doing fine. It's Rick and I that are, awesome tonight. So I think what we can do is, because what it sounds like is it sounds like there's an EVP, there's a pause. There's an EVP, there's a pause. So what I was wondering is, can you play it from the beginning, and when there's the pause, pause the player so we can discuss it? Is that possible?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, what the heck. Sure, you.
Yeah, I'll pause it when it stops. So do you want me to start over?
Yeah, start over, and when it stops, pause it, and let's have a chat.
Okay, here's the first one.
Is Mr. Fink here with us? We know for a 100% positive that
that was it right there.
No.
Okay. Yeah, no.
It says, oh.
Oh. Okay.
Close.
It says,
very close. Very close. Good job. Okay, here's the second one.
But instead, it very quickly killed you.
She tricked you.
Yeah.
Okay, there was two things there.
Mm-hmm. Dorothy tricked them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, after they were talking about how they were killed, there's an O, and then she tricked you, and then yes.
Yes, got it.
You guys
it.
Heard correct. That, right? Okay. Next one. What? I don't know.
I got nothing.
It says breath or word, question mark, so there's something there.
Okay. All right, keep going.
You over here? So we're carrying...
Let's throw some of those things on.
Yeah.
That was
work
weird.
Around, the word around. Word, wort. I hear it. No. It's the male whisper.
It sounds like an older man's voice, though.
It's the same voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's it say?
It says, let's move on.
Let's move on. So, in other words, it wanted a different line of questioning. Stop asking her. Asking us about. What's that, Jack?
It doesn't sound like maybe in the next one it says, let's move on. You want to play it back?
Can you play it back, Cheryl?
I shall try.
Over here? So we're carrying.
Let's throw some of those things on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Let's move on, and there's something after that I couldn't quite get.
Okay.
Okay. Keep going.
I can't believe it's spiked for this long. This is great.
Move on.
Let's move on.
Okay. The other one before that, sorry, was the one I couldn't really make out what it was saying.
Ah,
it sounds like it's saying something around. It said we're carrying, and it's almost like he says work around or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on. Okay, next.
That was a good one.
Okay. Yeah, let's move on.
That was very clear. Awesome. Very clear. Okay, here's the next one. What was that? That was finishing up the last one. Sorry. Oh.
Can you say it out loud?
Nope.
That's kind of quiet. Yeah, you're correct. Yeah. That says nope. That's very quiet.
But it's like, it's not no, it's nope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Yep.
There was a lot of finality in that nope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably.
I don't know what it says, but I can hear where it says it. Same voice still.
I get a hello.
Okay.
There were a lot from the Buena House, but the majority of them were so faint it wouldn't have worked, you know, transferring and putting them onto tape. You wouldn't have heard them. But I had a lot of, you know, one and two sentences there.
Oh, so, okay, here's something interesting. My friend Patty just texted me. She's listening to the show. And we're on a little bit of a delay. So she heard after what we did, but the one before, let's move on, she thinks it's saying we're around.
Oh, I think can that's you play right. That back?
Can we go back to that, Cheryl?
I can guess at where it's at. You want me to try?
Okay, yeah, let's try, because I think she might be right.
Can you over here? So we're carrying...
Let's throw some of those things on.
Yeah.
We're around. I think she's right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought it said word around, but we're around makes it much more sense.
Let me play it one more time real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, one more time.
Over here. So we're carrying.
Let's throw some of those things on.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Okay, I heard.
Good call, Patty.
What'd she say? We're around? Was that what she said? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good call, Patty.
Wow, nice.
It's more of a hiss, though, than the voice that we're actually been hearing. Now, is this, Jackie, in your opinion, is this the voice of just one person? Did you only deal with, like, one apparition?
There were multiple entities there. K2 was going crazy all night, and I got maybe like 30 the whole night I was there. Like I said, one and two sentences, but very, very faint, but different voices. I'm just trying to think, at least five or six or seven different voices.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so can you go back to where we stopped before we backtracked, Cheryl?
Yeah, let me try and find that. Let me see where this is here.
Good.
They know that there are spirits here and they're willing to share the home with you. Does that sound okay to you?
Was that the nope?
Those ones, I don't think so. I only did the six of them, then I just wrote no time to list the rest.
Right.
So that's probably not included on the one I wrote.
Okay, well, let's just keep pausing and see if we can figure it out.
Yeah, okay. That might have said hello, because there was one more on my list that said hello, and I'm not sure if
the
that
last
was...
one, yes.
Okay.
Hello,
okay.
That's what I got from it.
Okay, here we go.
Shower, toilet. Somebody, actually, whoever lived here before, has updated this house.
Well, look at the plumbing. That's...
Yes.
I heard a whisper.
It kind of goes like...
Yeah.
Oh, see, underneath, I thought it actually said when he's saying somebody updated this house, somebody underneath went, yeah.
Yep, probably did.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, let me play the next
one. Do we have any more on this one?
Yeah, here we go.
Is there anyone here with me? Come a little closer.
Is it right between you say with me and come a little closer? It's right in there?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get what it was, but it's almost overlaps when you say with me. So sometimes when they break in when you're talking, it's hard to figure out what they're saying. You know they're saying something?
That's what
okay,
I think.
I actually thought that's what it said too, yeah. But okay. All right. Do we have more on this? That one was tough. That one was... Oh, Rick's got to go. He's got lightning.
Yeah, I'm starting... I'm really sorry, Jackie, but it's like I can't stay on the computer.
Nice talking to you, Rick.
I'm very
okay,
sorry. So
Rick,
have a
good
night.
Night. Be safe.
Okay,
yeah,
talk to you later.
Ours isn't Hi, that close yet, but it's coming closer, so
okay,
the dogs
right.
are freaking out more. Okay, go. Okay.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Sorry.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Bird. Any of you guys like Thunderbird?
Oops. Okay, keep going. So.
Thunderbird wine.
Thunderbird wine, that's not the
that
easy
was a real person. No,
okay, I was going to say. That
I didn't
is,
hear anything.
That,
that is the clearest DVP I've ever done, gone and heard. Do we have more on that?
So that's about it. That's about it because the rest of them, there were a lot, but I didn't list them on there.
Okay.
And I can't remember what they are until I go to my file.
Okay.
But did you want to check out the optical place in San Francisco?
Sure. Let me grab those.
I'm game for any EVPs you want to play for me. It makes me happy.
Well, you know, if you're really daring, we'll do that. And then if you want to try and attempt to listen to some of them on some sloths, we could do that.
Yes, I totally do. From Sloth's Furnace?
Yep. Mm-hmm. From Sloth's Furnace.
Totally. Yes. Okay, so
okay.
Let's do the optical place.
We've got six tracks.
This is a
right?
place in San Francisco. It's an upscale optical store. I think the guy owns three of them. And he contacted Brenda from our group. And I guess a lot of things had been moved around in the office. They were hearing noises. One time the owner went down to the basement to get some piece of equipment, and he'd stopped walking halfway down, and his shadow kept walking. That totally freaked him out. So he called us in. And a lot of them on here are kind of faint, but these are the ones that I figured you might be able to hear because they're a little bit louder than the others.
Okay, cool. Well, hopefully we will. Let's do it.
I'm Jackie. And this is Jill and Brenda.
Well, I heard a chair squeak.
Well, there's actually a wolf whistle in the background.
Oh, there
very
is a...
faint, though.
Can I hear it again, Cheryl?
I'm Jackie. And this is Jill and Brenda.
Nah, I'm not hearing it.
It's really staticky on my end.
Yeah, I think it is on this one, too. All I can hear is the chair squeaking. Sounds like somebody sat on a duck. Oh, sorry.
And actually, we were all standing. There was no chair.
Oh, well, then... Well, something was squeaking. Okay, so next one.
It's kind of stopped now. So I think there's definitely something back in there.
So... You're going to have to do that again.
It's kind of stopped now. So I think there's definitely something back in there. So...
Yes. Did it say yes or yeah?
You know, I can't hear it on my end, but don't go in there.
Okay.
It's like a very soft, like, whisper. Don't go
okay.
in there.
I think what I'm hearing, I'm hearing it is the end of the phrase, the there. One more time, Cheryl. Let me see if I can hear the first couple of.
Okay, just a sec.
It's kind of stopped now. So I think there's definitely something back in there. So.
Yeah, I can just hear part of it, too. Okay, next one.
Or what am I going to do? Can you take my photo?
Can you do that again? It's at the beginning, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or what am I going to do? Can you take my photo?
It says O-I something.
No. Well, this one, when you hear it actually straight from the recorder, it sounds like it's definitely got, of all things, a Scottish accent.
Interesting.
And it says, I won't answer.
I won't answer. Okay, let me hear one more time now. Yeah.
Hello, what am I going to do? Can you take my photo?
Yeah, I won't answer. You're right, it's Scottish.
Yeah, odd.
Yeah, good
well,
call.
You're probably hearing them better, like Cheryl said before, than I am here.
Yes, I'm definitely hearing them better than you. So, okay, do we have more?
The next one.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead, Jackie.
She said it's faint. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. All righty.
One more time.
Okay. Thank you. All righty.
Yeah, it's too faint for me.
It says, I don't feel.
Okay. Where does it say that?
The next one, you know, from my end listening, I'm not even sure.
Okay. Sorry. All right. That's okay. We'll go on to
the next one.
The next
one's interesting, and there's a story behind it. Play it first, and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'm down here then, man.
I don't know. I just get for something.
I think it says it right in the beginning, after I'm saying something.
Okay, one more time.
I'm down here than man. I don't know, I just get for something.
Yeah. Just admit.
Yeah, I can hear it right after you, but I don't know what it says. It's a female voice, right?
No, it's a male voice.
Okay.
It actually, this is really interesting. It says, come up to two.
Okay.
So we went up to, like, I guess the second floor, okay, which is the floor underneath where you get out. And when we did go there, not, of course we didn't hear that at the time, we propped open the door. There's no one else in the building, no one who could have gotten in who had the key. The door, the thing was taken away, but we propped it open, and the door was locked. We were trapped in there.
Oh.
We couldn't get out. And we actually had to go afterwards all the way down to through the corridors underneath the road to the Starbucks down the road.
Seriously?
And come up through there just wow. before they were closing. We scared the blankety blank out of them when we walked up the stairs to get out because someone had shut the door. It, says,
it had beckoned you and then trapped you.
Scary.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay,
and
next one.
The other one, kind of, it sounds kind of clear when I'm listening to it, but it's probably going to be kind of similar. The next one.
Okay. So I think that the problem is that they've been, because in order to play them on our system, they have to be an MP3, and an MP3 is really compressed, and so often
yes.
it's hard to hear EVPs
yes.
when they're very clear. And what kind of recorder do you use?
Mostly I've got quite a few. Mostly I use Olympus.
Yeah, yeah. I have my favorite recorder. I have like a Zoom H4, which is like one of those really high def. But my favorite recorder is my Olympus DS40. It's a stereo one with the little speakers on the top. And
I have that one too.
It's my favorite recorder. It's an amazing recorder. It's been nothing but trusty and really good for me. So, yeah.
Well, anyway, just for the heck of it, that one said, and it doesn't really make sense, and you hear it very clearly with headphones from the recorder, it says, over here now, I'll read the names in here, which doesn't make sense.
Can I listen to it one more time, Cheryl? I got it. Yep.
You did? To me, it just sounds like that.
No, I actually can hear it. But the problem is that, again, when it's whispering over you, it's sometimes so hard to figure out what they're saying.
I'm sorry, one sec.
Sure. So, do we have more EVPs, Cheryl?
We have a lot more EVPs.
Very good.
So, I know we're kind of winding down now, probably. I just sent you like a scattering of a few different ones. I think some of the best, although they're the most difficult to hear, and I mean, who knows how it's going to sound like to you, you know, after being transferred from voice recorder to CD to, you know, the...
Right, yeah.
EVP. But nobody, I was with six people, these amazing people. I actually met at Preston Castle. I went with Derek and Jerry, who had that private tour at Preston Castle. Uh-huh. Did I tell you about that one? They came down. Actually, they live in Washington State. I think she lives in Gig Harbor.
We just did an investigation at Gig Harbor this past weekend. That's funny. Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, you would love it. They're amazing people. They actually, they're friends. You know, they're not married or anything. They came to Preston Castle. It's $1,000 for an overnight visit. And after the night, I mean, Derek had been to places like Trans-Allegheny, to the Stanley Hotel, all over the place. And he said this was the only place they went to with concrete evidence. I mean, we had thundering footsteps coming up the stairs. We had the caterers going crazy, but a lot of really good voice recordings. Somebody walking on top of where we were, and you cannot get up to the third floor at that particular time. Anyway, so I ended up going to Sloss Furnace. They invited me to go with them. We went to the Myrtle Plantation, and then we went to Sloss. And nobody else got any voice recordings, but I got a boatload.
You're like me. You and I are a lot alike. That's really funny. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, Karen, we have to go on an investigation together.
Can you imagine what would happen?
Imagine?
Oh my God! I'll drive down to Sacramento, and we'll figure something out. You know what? We can meet halfway between.
That'll
work. Head up I-5. I'll head down I-5, and we'll find something in the middle.
Okay. So. I only put maybe a few tracks on, starting with like the 27. Some of them are kind of clear, I think. Some are not really clear, but they're all mixed up together, so I don't know what to tell you. If we start off at track 40, I'm telling them that, because back in the South, it's kind of like a very distinct, like, with the race over there. And I was saying, asking what they thought that now we had a black president. So that's the answer on track 40.
Okay, let's listen.
Okay. Does that make you proud? Or are you not happy with that? Okay, you're not.
I can hear it's like one of those voices, isn't it? Like a Cookie Monster voice, kind of. Can I hear it again?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Jackie.
Oh, you go. Listen to it again first.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make you proud, or are you not happy with that? Okay, you're not.
Yeah, I can hear it, but I don't know what it's saying.
It actually says "I'm happy" twice.
Okay, in a Cookie Monster voice. It could be like the lead singer for Korn or something.
yeah,
kind of
like that.
Rammstein. Oh, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
The next one was actually, it was cut off too early. But okay. I'm asking them, who was president when he worked there?
Okay.
It was cut off too early.
Go ahead.
Does that make you proud? Or are you not happy with that?
Did I just play the wrong one?
That's the same. That's yeah. That's the same, same Rammstein one. Got as it. Last time.
Okay. Here we go.
One more time. Same voice. Teddy Roosevelt. No.
That's not the one. Because you'll hear me saying.
Okay.
I'm asking who the president was when he worked there.
Okay, I have no idea what that one's saying.
It's track 42.
That's the one that I actually just played track 42.
One more time.
I don't hear anything on this track.
Yeah, I kind of cut off halfway through. Might be present a little bit at the end. Let me see here. Try track 44.
44, okay.
That's kind of clear, that one.
It's at the beginning, and it's the same Cookie Monster voice, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Okay, one more time. Yeah, I can make out syllables, and I can make out consonants, but I can't tell you what it's saying.
Okay, we're talking about the Sports Illustrated magazine, the swimsuit edition,
yeah.
And it says you can't put it down. Let's play it again.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
Okay.
We had a 15-year-old with us, Brandon, and he was saying that he would have liked to have worked there. And from the best I can guess, it sounds like, although this one's not that great, it says, it's hard, Brandon.
It's hard. 45?
Yeah, it's hard, Brandon.
Okay.
He was saying, the 15-year-old, he'd like to work there.
Yeah, it's hard to hear it. It's the same. It seems like the same voice in all of these, though.
It kind of does. Well, I've got two more on this one. I'll just have you play. Am I allowed to say a bad word?
Really, as long as it's not the F word.
No, it's not.
Okay. Yes.
Although I've got plenty of those. This says, "I'm asking what they thought of women in bathing suits in the magazine." Track 46.
Okay.
So what did you think of the ladies in the bathing suits? You didn't really like them?
Again, I can hear something, but I'm not... One more time, Cheryl.
It sounds like it's saying that bitch.
Okay.
So what did you think of the ladies in the bathing suits? You didn't really like them?
Yeah, it's hard for me to hear.
That's kind of hard. Okay, last one. Is them are getting ready to leave, okay?
Okay.
And it says something, which I think is kind of clear.
Is this track 50?
49.
Okay.
One more time. It sounds like there's, like, more than one voice in that.
I think there were two talking at that stage, and it sounds to me like it's saying, I'm sick of talking to these.
Okay, one more time. It actually sounds like there are two talking over each other.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
That happened quite a bit down there. So, that's about it. I've kind of gone through...
Oh, very good. That's okay, because we're getting pretty close to the end here. So I wanted to give you the opportunity. Thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun, and I love listening to your EVPs. I wanted to give you the opportunity to give out websites, anything that you've got coming up, that type of thing.
Okay.
What do you got?
You want me to bring it up now?
Yeah, that's what we're doing, is we're finishing up, because we're almost 8 o'clock. And I've got stuff I got to promote, too. So,
do I bring up Paranormal Underground magazine?
Absolutely. I hear that you are going, there's a Q&A in the magazine coming up.
I've heard there is, yeah.
There will be.
Yet, so I can type it quicker.
There will be, but it's not online quite yet, but there will be soon. So, yeah, Jackie's done a Q&A for us, and we're going to run that in the next issue.
Okay. And, Jackie, are you there? Do you have a website?
No. I just have my email.
Okay. You can give that out if you like. You don't have to.
Sure. I'm happy to do that.
Okay.
Like, I was just kind of, you know, and I do have a username and password, and I can't remember what it is. Let me think if I can remember this. Hang on.
Okay. I do that with most of my usernames and passwords. I have to have them written down and hidden somewhere because
so I
have all these different accounts for different things, and I never remember unless I use the same password. But inevitably, one wants special characters or a combination of caps and lowercase. It just makes me crazy.
No, it did not work.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you so much for coming on. It's been really fun talking to you. And, hearing about the things that you've investigated. I love hearing about other people's investigations, and I love EVPs. So thank you so much for that, Jackie. It's been a lot of fun.
You're very welcome.
Yes, thanks, Jackie.
Okay. Sorry we've had so many technical difficulties. So, hey, Cheryl, I wanted to, before we go off the air, I wanted to remind people that this weekend coming up here in Seattle, we have an event, and it's called Crypticon, and it's a horror movie film festival. So here's what's really cool about it is that they're having a big paranormal part of the festival this year. So they're going to have a lot of horror movie stuff there, including some screenings of movies. We talked to one of the organizers here on the radio show a few months ago, right?
We did. I believe his name was Eric Margret. Did I say that right?
Yeah, and he was really fun to talk to.
Yeah.
And so this is coming up this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's up in the SeaTac area. If you go to, I think it's either Seattle Crypticon or CrypticonSeattle.com, you can look up where it is and the schedule of events and stuff. But I'm going to be appearing in a panel on Sunday, and that panel is going to be on the Ouija board. And on Friday night, I'm going to be moderating a panel of experts, and they're going to be talking about how you get involved in the paranormal, if you want to join a team, if you'd like to start investigating, that type of thing. So that's Friday night at 8, and then I'll be in a panel on Sunday. And members from the Pacific Northwest Paranormal Community are going to be in panels all weekend long. There's some other really cool stuff going on, too. And I've got to tell you, you know how I say that movies never really scare me?
Mm-hmm.
So there was one movie when I was a teenager that scared me, and it was one character in one movie. Have I already talked about this on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to be at Crypticon. So I'm going to be on the other side of the room. Wow. It's the scary dude from the movie Phantasm, the one who pops out of the mirror at the end and goes, boy. Well, yeah.
I've seen that movie.
Nice. Yeah. Well, so he's going to be, he's going to be there. And that is the only character in a horror movie ever that has scared me, and so I'm going to give him a wide berth.
By the way, I actually got on the website.
Oh, okay. So what is it?
It just says, what's new for Paranormal News? Click here.
Oh. At Paranormal Underground. Yeah, you're going to be in the issue of Paranormal Underground when Cheryl gets it online. Is that right, Cheryl?
Yes. It's actually not online yet, Jackie, but hopefully in the next week.
We're working on it.
We're slow, yeah.
Oh,
Jackie, I just have to say, you've had a really enthusiastic fan, well, more than one, but in the chat room, Andrea. So I just want to tell you she's...
Yeah, you've had a couple of enthusiasts.
Yeah, it's actually my house sitter.
Oh, wow.
Well, she has left the building now, but she was in the room and saying good stuff about you.
Yeah.
So anyway, Crypticon...
Yeah, that's good. She's saying some weird things here, too. Go on, talk about yourself. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's okay. So Crypticon Seattle this weekend, and I hope that people can make it up. It's about $40 a day. There's a weekend pass that you can buy Friday night as well. And should be really great if you are there. Stop in and say hi if you can figure out which one I am. I'm the one with the loud mouth. So stop in and say hi for that. I don't think I have anything else coming up for a while. I think that Crypticon is my last event. What?
You going to take a break?
Am I going to take a break? Well, no, nobody's invited me to anything for a while. It's summertime, and usually winter and spring are when most of the paranormal events are, like October and then winter and spring. And so I've had a pretty steady schedule this year. I've probably been at 6 or 7 different conferences where I've, you know, talked or spoken or signed books or whatever. And so, yeah, I'm taking a break.
Cool.
Yeah, get the summer off. I have to. I discovered today that the kid has to go to drum major camp this year. He's going to be the drum major for the band next year. So
very cool.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, usually we take him to band camp, this one time at band camp. So.
Yeah.
other than that...
No, it's been great talking to you. My husband wanted to eat. He's starving. Is that okay if I go now?
Yeah, thank you so much, Jackie. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Jackie.
Same here. Did you send me one in my email...
If you want to give it out, that'd be great.
That's fine. It's Annie, A for Apple, NNEE10. That's Annie10@AOL.com.
Okay, and if you want to get in touch with me about some of the stuff as far as cleansing, get my email from Cheryl.
I will. Can you email it to me, Cheryl?
Sure.
Perfect.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, thanks, Jackie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jackie.
Cheryl, anything coming up for the magazine we need to know about?
Yeah, we're going to have our long-awaited issue finally online by next week.
Famous
last words. And then we have a show next week. Karen, are you going to be gone next week?
I am going to be gone next week. My parents are going to be in town, and my son's having his final concert of the year.
Very nice. So well, not
who's,
nice,
who's
he'll be gone.
Be on the show?
Yeah.
Don't tell me. It's somebody that I wanted to come on.
We are going to have Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam on.
Yeah, really? Oh, my
Psych.
God.
I no, not really.
I would miss the concert for that.
Karen, you would miss the concert for that. I know you would.
I totally would.
No, we have Kim Kowalczyk of Ghostbreakers Paranormal Research Organization joining us. And so that should be fun. We've talked to Kim in the past a little bit. It's been a while, so we'll catch up with Kim. And I know he helps organize the event. Yeah, and he helps with the event in Gettysburg, remember? For the summer. I think we're cutting out. I don't know.
Whatever.
So
the next week it'll be Kim.
Next week is Kim, so come back then. Everybody but Karen can come back then.
New episode of the Virtue Amazing, and that'll be out over the weekend, and not only will Jackie's profile be in there,
but
I do believe that I have an article on paranormal real estate, right?
You do, haunted real estate.
Haunted real estate. So, you know, if you've ever decided you want to either buy or sell a haunted house, this actually takes a look at some of the laws and things, which was really fascinating for me.
It's a pretty good article. You did a great job.
Thank you. I did a little research, did some interviews. It worked out pretty well.
It did.
Alrighty, so if there's nothing else, you guys all have a fantastic evening. We will be back, well, not me. Everybody else will be back next Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and other times in the flyover states unless there is a Skype disaster or a thunderstorm.
Right.
All right, everybody have a great night.
Bye.
Paranormal Underground Radio on Z-Talk Radio. Good night.
Night.
If you'd like to be a guest on Paranormal Underground Radio, email editor@paranormalunderground.net. Until next week, keep exploring the unexplained at www.paranormalunderground.net and join us again next week for Paranormal Underground Radio on the Z-Talk Radio Network.